Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Professor Vincent, thank you for giving me the chance to stand here and talk in front of this distinguished audience. We heard a lot today from the experts, very high-end techniques and very excellent results, so I'm not gonna add any new techniques. I want to present today, you know, our philosophy and the concept we're working in our department, Department of Plastic Surgery in Wilhelminenspital. Our philosophy, we've been working here for years, as we heard, you know, as a multidisciplinary team and a multidisciplinary manner, you know, and I guess this is the future. You know, we should not separate aesthetic from reconstructive surgery, and we should offer always a global solution. We should not treat only the symptoms, but we should treat the cause. So here, restoration of the face, we talk always about gold standards in facial proportions. You know, in old Egypt, the old Roman, Leonardo da Vinci, a lot of artists, plastic surgeons talk about facial proportions, you know. It's a very interesting publication from Pamela Pellet and Lee, you know, which describes somehow in a very quantified way the facial proportions. So they have the golden ratio and the horizontal and the vertical ratio. And the interesting result shows what is an attractive face. And what they showed is the attractive face is actually the average face. So it has nothing to do really with proportion. Some faces, like Angelina Jolie's or whoever, they don't have the perfect proportions, but it's still attractive, you know, because maybe the medias, the marketing, give us the face, make us see the face every day, and we are used to this face, and this is for us an attractive face. So it's not always, we should not follow blindly the proportions, but as we heard today, proportion is very important for us to improve our skills and the precision, you know. A tool and a fool, you know, should stay as a fool, as I learned from you. So we should not uniform faces, we should individual faces. So each solution is, each treatment should be individually and profoundly. So this is a case, we work on it together. This is a young lady who went to an aesthetic surgeon, didn't like her face, she doesn't like her nose. She thought it's the hump, you know, the nose which making her face unattractive. She had a rhinoplasty, and after the rhinoplasty, she wasn't satisfied. She came back and said, well, actually, I don't like my nose, I don't like my face, what's happening? So if the colleague, and that's what we should learn is not to focus in one point, but to should analyze globally, analyze the whole face, as we learned all the lines and the angles and the proportion, you know. And if you look at this face, it's actually the line, the frontal chin line, you know, and the chin, lip-chin submental angle, you know. It's an obvious hypoplasty of the jaw, you know, and she got done the right treatment. She had sliding osteotomy of the mandibula, and we see magnificent, you know, changes in the face, because we, just by advancing, you know, the mandibula, we had now the right proportions. So it wasn't really only the nose, but it was the right proportion in the face. You know, the mandibula, the lower face, changed the cervicomental angle and the frontal chin line. So again, you know, we see, we should not separate the unit, you know, aesthetic and function stays and works together, you know, and the result is a balance facial harmony. It's all about harmony, you know. We should harmonize faces, you know. And considering the face as a total and the comprehensive, considering, you know, the treatment in the face as a total and comprehensive treatment protocol. Another case, a young lady came to us, to our department. She was also not satisfied with her nose. And she said, well, her nose is too big. She doesn't like the hump. But if you look at her, you know, she has a very sad look, you know. She was depressed, isolated. And the problem wasn't only the nose. So when I told her, well, if I fix your nose, you won't be happy and it won't look much better. So when we explained to her that the problem is not only the nose, it's much more profound, it's the fundament, you know. If we just analyze the whole face and the proportion, if we analyze the mid-face and the lower face, so if we don't work on those points, we won't get an attractive result and functionally sufficient results. So what she had, you know, she had a three-dimensional bimaxillary contouroplasty by DO, and as well as orthodontic treatment, and we correct the nose and the chin advancement. And here she is, you know, maybe a little changes, millimeters of changes of this facial skeleton, but it makes a dramatic impact in her life and personality. And that's what we should achieve, you know. From a very sad look, a depressed person, isolated, to happy person with a very friendly smile and shiny eyes, you know, and that's what should be our concept, that we should, what we should achieve and offer our patient. So she had the dimensional bimaxillary surgery, the orthodontic treatment, and the nose and chin correction. Also, my teacher, Professor Spahn, which I learned from him a lot, you know. And this is the face again, you know, the dramatic changes. If you look at her face, you know, she doesn't have this sadness, you know, in her face. The eyes are shining and the proportions, you know, are restored again. So we are not only an aesthetic, we are aesthetic, reconstructive, and restorative surgeons, you know. Maybe she could get a little bit of a millimeter of advancement of the chin, but she was very satisfied with the result, and she didn't want to have any further operations. So this is the lady again, and this is a video.
Die Wunden sind verheilt. Der Oberkiefer verbreitert, der Unterkiefer 10 mm nach vorgeschoben und die Nase begradigt. Für den finalen Auftritt vor der ORF-Kamera wird sie in einem der renommiertesten Make-up-Studios in Wien geschminkt. Hier noch einmal zur Erinnerung. Marlene vor fast 3 Jahren. Und hier nach den Operationen.
Ich habe mir vor 2 Jahren erwartet, dass alles so anders wird und es ist anders, aber irgendwie ist es ich und ja.
Das fliehende Kinn ist verschwunden. Für Marlene war es den Aufwand wert.
Ich fühle mich jetzt wie ich und es ist so eine Abrundung. Es ist jetzt passt es einfach.
So that's, I mean, she's saying, I feel it's me and everything is perfect, you know, so it's, there are changes, but I mean, if you look at the changes in her face, you know, her expressions, you know, her self-esteem is a totally different person, you know, she was reintegrated socially, you know, she's happy, successful in her work, you know, and have a totally different social life. So we are also restoring social integrity, and which is very important. Again, our work is also applied to aging process. You know, Sidney Coleman said, aging process is a volume rose and changing in three-dimensional topography, which is true. If we look at this face, which is, you know, perfectly documented over the time, we see when she was young, you know, the signs of youth, the triangle of youth, you know, the fullness in the mid-face, the fullness of the lips. And when she gets older, you know, I mean, the triangles turn upside down, the soft tissue sagging, you know, the emptiness around the eyes, and the heavy face and neck. You know, so we have, when we are treating this, we should treat this, you know, profoundly. We should treat this in all layers, you know, and not only camouflage, not only superficially. So again, it's loss of elasticity, loss of volume, volume distribution, and gravity. Publication from Coleman and the publication from Roche and Pesa showing, you know, the fat atrophy in the face, especially, you know, in the periorbital and the mid-face area. So here is a case of an aging face. A lady in her early 70s was referred from a dentist to Dr. Vincent's, and she had, I guess, a mandibular hyperplasy. When we look at her face, you know, we see that applies to the publication of Yaremchuk and Mendelsohn, you know. We see the sagginess in her soft tissue, I mean, the upper lid ptosis, the emptiness around her eyes, the heavy face and the heavy neck, the nasolabial fold, the malolabial fold, and the jowlings, and the resorption in the mid-face and the periorbital region. So what has she got? If you look at her, even from the profile point of view, you see the soft tissue sagging, you see the negative vectors, the collapse in the mid-face, the indoors rotations in the mid-face, you know, and the whole sagginess. So you can apply on her Botox, you can apply on her injectables, but can we really improve this face, you know? We know it doesn't improve a lot only by these tools. What we should offer, you know, such a cases is really a more profound and multidisciplinary, approach. And that's what she got. She got a reconstruction of the mandibula by an iliac prefabricated composite graft. She got a maxillary advancement by DO, and she had a multi-planar deep plane facelift. And here's the result, you know. I mean, we look at her, you know, the sadness everywhere, but the sad look, the sad expression in her face. And we look here on the other lady and the dramatic change from a 70 years old lady with the old science of aging to attractive face with the shiny eyes and a very attractive smile.
60 so ausgesehen wie mit 80 und sie wäre vor ihrer äußeren und inneren Verwandlung niemals mit fremden Männern im Kaffeehaus ins Gespräch gekommen.
Was dann dazu kommt, ist also, dass das Selbstbewusstsein weg ist, dass man sich aufgrund des geringen Selbstbewusstseins isoliert selber, auch ich habe zum Beispiel auch den Kontakt zu alten Freunden dann abgebrochen. Weil man, wie soll ich das erklären, man mag sich selber nicht mehr.
So she's telling that, I mean, she was totally isolated. She didn't even have any contact to her old friends. And she was totally depressed and lack of self-confidence, you know. And the surgery changed everything, you know. She had more self-confidence, changed her self-esteem, personality and the social reintegration, you know, and I guess we achieve the goal. So, essentials of facial rejuvenation surgery, restoration of the facial proportion, regeneration of the mimic muscle by bone muscle crosstalk, we heard about it today, and redistribution of fat and the periaural compartments, and redrapping of the facial soft tissue envelope. Okay, where are we going? You know, there are many routes which lead to Rome, but I guess what the message we should give, especially, you know, to our colleagues, you know, is that we should always analyze the case. We should exactly know what are the causes and the symptoms, and we should always offer the patient a very profound treatment. You know, if at the end she goes for this treatment, it's her choice, you know, or she goes for a Botox treatment, another choice. But at least in our hands, we should offer this choice and this treatment choice to the patient. Okay, thank you.